Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in Libya today, rebel fighters accused NATO of blasting their forces with airstrikes, another sign of the fragile relationship between the rebels and the NATO-led effort against Muammar Gaddafi's forces. The BBC's Wira Davies is in Ajdabiya.
I'm now walking around the blackened ruin of a former Gaddafi tank. This is a Russian T-74 tank. It's been completely blown to smithereens by an Allied 500-pound bomb. Nobody could have survived this attack. And this is a pretty clear indication of the effectiveness of those early attacks by French and British planes at the start of this campaign. But of course, those attacks haven't continued with the same intensity, and that has allowed Gaddafi's armies to regroup and to force their way back into areas of eastern Libya, of course, the opposition stronghold. And that's why now the rebel leaders are urging NATO to resume the intensity of those early bombing campaigns to protect the civilian population. Osama al-Abadi is a former major in Gaddafi's infantry who has defected to the opposition.
If the NATO is not helping us to help the people who are under siege, we have families under siege in Brega, in Misrata, and in Tripoli itself, and therefore they are not able to get their freedom. If we can't reach them to provide them with the freedom, the NATO is basically done nothing. He divided Libya.
But don't you see that for NATO the problem is they can attack Gaddafi's tanks and troops when he's about to enter a city like Benghazi or when he was trying to enter Ajdabiya. But many people say it is beyond their responsibility to attack Gaddafi's defensive positions, his mortar positions, his rocket positions elsewhere in the country. And you want NATO to attack these positions, I understand.
What we are looking for is basically they shoot the defenses around these towns who's under siege. These towns that is under siege, when they lose these surround defenses, we can take over, we can win against the army on land. The main problem is the heavy artillery and weapons they use around these towns. Therefore, we are not able to reach it. But army to army, we definitely will win.
Heavy fighting has continued in recent days around this very fluid front line between the towns of Ajdabiya and Brega, forcing the rebel army into retreat. Mortar and artillery fire from government positions yesterday landed in front and to the side of our car as we fled the area. Among the vehicles charging away from the fighting, there are several cars packed with families. Civilians escaping the constant bombardment of Brega and the fear of being persecuted by Gaddafi's approaching militia.
That's the BBC's Wira Davies in Libya.